From Austin, Texas, this is the Slackerwood Podcast. In this episode, the Slackerwood crew attends the red carpet premiere of Extract, Mike Judge's new film. Also, interviews with Mike Judge, Lydia Porto from Extract, and Richard Linklater. All of this, plus film news and events from around town, in this edition of Slackerwood.
Welcome to Slackerwood Podcast number 11. I can't believe we're already up to 11. I'm Jet Kernian.
I'm Jen Brown.
And today we'll be talking about Austin as though we were in Hollywood. So many exciting things going on. Really, it's like we are on Sunset Boulevard, or that's probably completely the wrong street for Hollywood. I have no idea because I'm such a bumpkin. We've had red carpets. Mm-hmm. We've had sorts of special guests coming in town.
And we have more coming into town.
Yeah. Debbie Serter will be joining us shortly. She's on the way. And we're here in Jen's lovely apartment. So there may be cats. See, a cat is jumping on me right now. This is going to be... So if you hear any meows, that's what it is. Or it could be our sound engineer, Chip, making strange noises to screw with you.
And the cat is actually named after a movie character, so it does fit in.
Yes.
That's Plunkett. Okay. McLean is in the other room hiding because he's shy.
Okay. And now we will actually talk about film news and not cats. and the big film news this week is the Austin Studios Soundcheck Austin deal, which will be going before the City Council on Thursday, August 27th. But it's a very big deal for a lot of people. Austin Studios is working on contract negotiations with Soundcheck Austin to lease for a long-term lease on Stage 4 over there. Soundcheck Austin is actually really a new company that's part of Soundcheck Nashville. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people in town are fussy about that.
Yeah, and I can see both sides of the argument. I can understand the concern to having a company that is not locally based taking up space, but at the same time, sound is part of the movie industry. It's not a permanent deal. It's a long-term contract lease, but it's not going to be forever. And if they're willing to fill that space and provide the revenue, it's a potential moneymaker for Austin, as well as getting more people attracted into Austin to do film-related sound and music. So there's really two sides that are both very valid.
And there are, yeah, there's another side, which is some people who are in music rehearsal rental industry in Austin complaining that this would give Soundcheck Austin an unfair advantage, and that they are going to be using this more for music than for video and film, which I have no idea, but... You know, that will come, I'm sure that will come up at the city council meeting, and we'll be hearing about it. Austin American Statesman has a great article from last week that has a wonderful overview, which I am looking at right now. And so check out the Statesman's article if you really want to get a good overview on this. Also, Austin Film Society has information on it, although they are obviously an interested party. The other bit of news is about the Duplass brothers, Jay and Mark Duplass, who we consider Austin-related news, even though they're from New Orleans and... You know, they don't live here anymore, but we can pretend they're from Austin. And their latest film has now been titled. It's called Center of Attention. It's a Fox Searchlight film. Did you know about this?
I did not.
There's a website called The Playlist that is excellent that has this all detailed. You can check that out there. But the film is now called Center of Attention. Before it was called Untitled Duplass Brothers Movie. This is a much better title.
Yes.
And it's about a relationship between a divorced man, played by John C. Reilly.
Who loves Austin.
Yes, and we love him. And a single mom, played by Marissa Tomei. And the relationship is complicated by her son, who is played by somebody else Austinites love, Jonah Hill.
And wasn't he the one who was wearing the Alamo
He was wearing the Alamo shirt and Funny People, yeah. So they're finished with the film, they're starting test screenings, and they're hoping that the film will make Sundance 2010 with a release... late spring, summer of that year.
Wow.
So, more Duplass Brothers.
Are they filming here in town?
No, they haven't been filming in town. See, they've left us. It's very sad. But, you know, they'll come back for South by Southwest because I think they like hanging out here.
They do seem to be here a lot.
Yes.
Come back! You need to film here!
The other news, which we were hoping Debbie would come in for, but we'll start without her. is about the Southwest panel picker for the film conference this year. Or for the film conference in 2010, mm-hmm. really. You can start voting. This is a thing that Interactive has been doing for a while. Have you done this before?
I haven't done Interactive, but I've been hearing about it for a while, and I know that there's so many panels for Interactive that to find everything that's relevant, that makes a lot of sense. I know there's been a lot of people talking about it on social media for the film portion.
Yeah.
And there's just so many things out there. I just have been... I'm still in recovery from Cinema Apocalypse. So...
Essentially, it works like this. People could pitch panels for film conference next year. And they submitted their pitches, and now they're all on the website. And you can go read them and vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
And this counts... It's not everything that doesn't... You know, this isn't the sole decision-making process for the conference. There's also some other things. I think it's about 30%. I don't know the whole process, but you go vote. The deadline is Friday, September 4th. It's easy. I've gone and looked at it. It's easy. Now, there's a lot of conference pitches to look through, but I'm hoping that this week Slackerwood will be posting an entry where you can talk about the ones that you like or, you know, pimp the ones that you personally have proposed, and we can get a little filtering in there and some interesting discussion about it.
But there seems to be a lot of diverse topics that people are bringing up.
There are some about film criticism, archiving, screenwriting, all kinds of stuff. You can go to panelpicker.southbysouthwest.com and read about all of them, of which there are many. Again, the deadline for that is September 4th, a very big day in Austin because it's also the day the Extract opens.
That's right.
And World's Greatest Dad is also opening in Austin, which we will be talking about soon. Debbie Serta has just joined us. Speaking of Extract, which, as we mentioned, opens September 4th, all three of us have seen the movie at this point, so that we've been able to do some interviews. And, of course, we're not supposed to be reviewing it yet, but I think I liked it. I can say that.
I liked it.
Do you like it?
I enjoyed it.
If you liked Office Space, there's plenty of familiar characters in it from dysfunctional work environments and Extract that weren't necessarily in Office Space, but will kind of enhance that dysfunctional work environment experience.
Oh, absolutely. And once again, as in Office Space, Mike Judge has a very funny role. He's one of the factory workers. Keep an eye out for him in a mm-hmm. key scene. But I was very happy that I was able to interview him for Cinematical, which will be coming out around the film's release. And Jen was also able to interview him for Slackerwood, which you will want to keep an eye out again around September 4th.
You will see more about that later. And as a teaser, you'll get to see who in the cast is actually an accomplished tap dancer.
Yes, I heard that bit and I thought it was very funny. And I'm not going to say who. But we would like to share a couple of clips of your questions from the interview now so that you can all get an idea of some of the Austin aspects of the interview.
Cool.
Let's roll it.
Mentioned that it had been becoming too hard to film in Austin in a previous interview.
Well, not so much too hard. This worked out to be cheaper in LA, I think. I mean, there's a little bit of in pre-production, you know, kind of flying back and forth because a lot of when you do it with a studio, because the studio's in LA, and also casting, because you know, you have to do at least, you know, some of the casting or a lot of it in LA, so there's a lot of flying back and forth. But actually making it here is pretty easy, it's pretty film friendly, you know. Especially if there aren't a lot of other movies going on at the same time. The problem is, you know, like with my last couple, it's like it always works out to be at the same time that Robert Rodriguez and Rick are making a movie, so I end up having to fly people from LA, but I've also had a lot of local crew, and there's really great crew here.
Could you talk a little bit more about local cast and crew that you work with?
We found like a lot of the really good people in Office Space were local. Well, like the cheery waiter, that was a guy who was from Barney. Well, local, I mean Texas, like. Mm-hmm. He was one of the Barney. He was working on Barney up in Dallas. The guy Rob Newhouse that was in there briefly. A lot of the small roles. Lydia Porto I actually flew out to LA for this movie. She was in Idiocracy. She was one of the reporters in front of the Extreme Court. And, you know, we have, Theta, what's her last name? camera department. She works with Tim Sherstedt. She lives here. Flew her out to LA for this. But there's just, you know, a lot of cast and crew here that just, they get enough work, they do enough movies here that they just, you know, they do that for a living and they live here. And it's great. You know, I see the same people anytime we go to a movie set. So I'm trying to think if there's any other cast people from around here. I know I'm missing some. I mean, like King of the Hill, Johnny Hardwick, who does the voice of Dale in King of the Hill, lives here. David Herman, who played Michael Bolton in Office Space, lives here. He's not originally from here, but he lives here, and he does voices on King of the Hill. So, yeah, it's kind of a tight-knit bunch around here of people that work on this stuff.
And again, you will be able to read more from that interview as we get closer to the extract release date on September 4th. And in addition, Debbie and I worked the red carpet this week for Extract, which had Mike Judge, Jason Bateman, and some various other local celebrities and people involved with the film. And we were all very sweaty.
Yes, it was another one of those red carpets. I had talked about Bandslam being 104 degrees outside and the heat being rough, and I had read up on Jet's guide in regards to working the red carpet. So with this one, I forgot to take my water, but
I did too.
It was, you know, it was still a great opportunity. It was a little bit of a challenge just because there was a lot of folks out there, but it was a great opportunity to talk to some folks, including Linklater, and also Lydia Porto, who is in the movie. We talked a little bit about the role of Hispanic women in film industry, which you can read about on Slackerwood. And mm-hmm. we also talked about her role in the film.
Yes, we're going to roll a little bit of that interview right now, where she's talking about her work with Beth Grant. They are sidekicks on the line in the factory in Extract.
Well, this is the second film you worked on with Mike Judge, right?
Yes.
You had a part in Idiocracy as
yes.
well. Okay. So how was this experience compared to that one?
Working with Beth Grant, have you seen
yes.
the partnership? I mean, Beth Grant is such a consummate actress, and working with her really made me feel comfortable and funny, and that partnership was the best part about this movie, was working with her.
I have to say, what was it like being the straight woman to her? Like,
I always told her, I'm Robin to your Batman. I'm the sidekick. But she's wonderful. She never made me feel like a sidekick. She always made me feel like an equal. And, you know, there's always got to be two sides, I guess, to a joke. And if I have to be the straight man, so be it. But she's fantastic. She makes everything work great.
Well, fabulous.
Again, check out Debbie's article on Slackerwood for the full story from Red Carpet. One of the other people I know you talked to is Richard Linklater.
Yes, he was there supporting Mike Judge as well as the Austin Film Society, because this was a benefit for the Texas Filmmakers Production Fund. And I just had to stop him because it was the third time I'd seen him in 4 days. I'd seen him at the Cinema Apocalypse, and Glorious Bastards, and at the Shorts premiere on Sunday, and then to see him at Extract as well. It was a great opportunity to ask him about some of the news that's been going on with Austin Film Society.
Yes, and we have that clip for you right now. This is Debbie interviewing Richard Linklater at the Extract premiere.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you kind of see for the future,
Well, more of the same, you know. I mean, it's kind of a crappy time in the industry, so it's a good time to just kind of maintain. And, you know, we have our ambitions. I have, you know, trying to do a DVD label, you know, get films out there, and just, you know, anything that's part of our mission, we'll keep chugging away at. But, you know, I've got a film. We'll probably have another premiere, and I would think around Thanksgiving here, me and Orson Welles, my new film. It's coming out Thanksgiving, so.
Well, we hope to see you here for that, definitely.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like my 15th premiere here, so I wouldn't miss it.
And the thing about that is very interesting to me, Debbie, but did you hear the thing about the DVD label? Because
yes.
I had heard rumors about that, and I had even heard rumors about specific movies that might be coming out related to that. So I cannot wait for us to go to another event where Richard Linklater is there and ask him about that. Fortunately, as you heard, me and Orson Welles will be coming out at Thanksgiving, a movie that I saw at South by Southwest and liked a lot. And we'll ask him then if we haven't heard anything by then. But you also saw him at the Shorts premiere. How did that go?
That was great. It was a wonderful opportunity to get out there and meet all the, well, I say meet a bunch of folks as well as, well, there was a young cast, so it was interesting to see them as they went through their paces on the red carpet.
Now, who was there, who was actually on the red carpet for that, some of the folks who were there?
Jimmy Bennett was there, Jolie Vanier, can't say her name, but she was there as well. They're both in the movie. Rebel and Racer Rodriguez were there as well, with their father, Robert. But he was having a good time letting them kind of handle the red carpet and some of the Q&As. It was kind of funny the way that went. And it was a benefit for the Thoughtful, I believe it's a Thoughtful House
for children.
Yes.
The other special event that we had this week was that I went to a screening of World's Greatest Dad, where Bobcat Goldthwait was there. And we saw the movie. And in addition, Daryl Sabara, whose name I am probably murdering,
plays
the son in the movie, was also there as a kind of surprise. He's the kid from the Spy Kids movies.
Yes, he is. Yes,
and he's all grown up now, and he could not be further away from the boy in the Spy Kids movies, who never did some of the things that the teenager does in this movie that I will leave you to find out for yourself. We will be posting some photos from that shortly, and we will also do a review, which will be interesting because I think that among us there are differing opinions.
About World's Greatest Dad.
It opens here on September 4th, but actually you can watch it right now on Amazon Video on Demand and a few other places online. Oh. So you can pay for it and watch it right now if you want.
On the subject of Spy Kids, I have to say that going back to the Shorts premiere, I was quite amused to see Danny Trejo for the second time in 2 days. And it was amazing to see all these children crowding around him and wanting his autograph and picture, and to hear one child say, "I've seen all your movies."
Oh, dear God, I hope not.
And I told Tim Lee that, and he goes, "No, I don't think so."
Well, I'm hoping one of his films that played at Cine Las Americas, it's now renamed as El Superstar, it was One Francis Live, is hopefully going to be opening up, I believe, this fall. And he has a great part in that.
He's so nice in that movie.
He is. And he's so nice in person. That's what amazes me.
Which reminds me that I have found some pictures online from Machete, people walking by and shooting pictures of Danny Trejo and Jessica Alba. I'm trying to get permission for us to reprint some of those on Slackerwood. If not, I will be happy to link to them so that you guys can see. He's got the most amazing chest tattoo in that movie. It's so interesting.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a red carpet for that when Machete actually gets released. Sure.
And there are so many other ones we can look forward to in the next few months. Fantastic Fest will be having some premieres and gala screenings.
Yes.
Gentlemen Broncos is their opening night film.
Mm-hmm. And the director and Michael Angara and favorite, Sam Rockwell.
I knew you had to get to Sam Rockwell.
I'm so excited about that. So hopefully you will be seeing and hearing more from us about that.
Yes, we're hoping Jen will be interviewing Sam Rockwell and not fainting with delight during the interview.
Oh, hopefully I'll be able to talk and say, "I love your work, I love your work."
If I can interview Bruce Campbell without doing that, you can interview Sam Rockwell.
I'm just going to list his whole, filmography. And I loved Joshua, I loved Moon, which is thankfully still playing in town.
That's right. Moon is still playing.
Well, Jen, if you're too overwhelmed, I can always do it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Austin Film Festival will surely have some great premieres this year. We don't know what they are yet, but we will certainly tell you when we find out. We've mentioned Linklater's Me and Orson Welles, which he says he'll premiere. Terrence Malick's film, The Tree of Life, which was shot in Smithville and Austin and stars Brad Pitt and Sean Penn, will be coming out at Christmas. And wouldn't it be great if they did something for that here in Austin? Moon, as you mentioned.
And Moon is still open. And District 9, it's been such a great summer for sci-fi. We started off with Star Trek. Now we've got Moon, which is still playing up the Arbor and the Dobie. District 9 is doing really well all over town, and it made the money it cost to make it its opening weekend, so any more is just wonderful. Warning for everybody who wants to see In the Loop, do not take big bites of food if you're seeing it at the Alamo or anywhere else, or big gulps of whatever you're drinking, because you will likely choke. It is that funny.
Oh, okay. good. Now I really want to see it. Summer classic, Paramount Summer let me see if I can say that properly. Paramount Summer Classic Film Series is starting to wind down. Mm-hmm. Next week they are showing Day of Wrath. This is a Carl Theodore Dreyer movie. Now, don't fall asleep, people. This is really good. I saw it in grad school, and for years I could not remember what it was called and could not find it. And it is so beautiful and so excellent. It's set in 17th century Denmark, and it's about a young woman accused of being a witch during the witch trials. And it's a restored print, so go see it.
Isn't this really one that had not been available in the U.S.?
I would believe that. That may be why I couldn't find it.
There's one or two films that was playing recently that was not available in the U.S. until recently.
They are showing a bunch of lesser known but excellent stuff in the next week. Go check out the Paramount website for specific times.
And another thing that's coming up this week is the Austin Film Festival presentation of Summerhood. For those of you who may have not been following, Austin Film Festival will be occurring October, but leading up until that, they're having various screenings. And Summerhood is a new movie that features John Cusack. He narrates that. Christopher McDonald and Joe Flaherty, who I love, Flaherty, will be in that as well. And so that's screening August 27th.
That's Thursday night, right?
Thursday night. I believe 7 or 7:30. Just check out the Alamo Lake Creek website for more details on that. You can also go to the Austin Film Festival site, and there's information there about that and also some other screenings they have coming up.
And it is also on our events calendar, which I invite all of you to check out. We now have an events calendar. We're starting to populate it. It's not fully populated yet. I know that movie's on there, but you can go right to Slackerwood for all of your upcoming film needs.
That's it for this edition of the Slackerwood Podcast. Today's crew has been Jet Kernian, Jen Brown, and Debbie Serta. Audio engineer, Chip Rosenthal. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another podcast. Until then, follow us at www.slackerwood.com.